Hey, what's up? These boys, I just posted something on Twitter about these Yahoo boys that got a 20-year jail term. And I have so many things running through my mind. I don't think many people know what 20 years is. 20 years means that for the next 20 birthdays and the next 20 Christmases, you're not going to see outside. You're going to be stuck in one small room with a lot of other people. And for many of you who think that when you hear 20 years, you're like, it's worth the risk. Let me remind you that a Nigerian prison is not the same as the one you see in the movies. You know, those American prisons that you see in the movies, everybody looking well fed, everybody wearing uniforms, you know, hiding drugs, having mobile phones, you know, all those nice looking, cleaned up. If you're not sure how a Nigerian prison looks like, please just go to just the nearest police station near you and take a look at what they call holding cell. Like, the holding cell is not even the prison itself. This is just, we're trying to process bail, or nobody has come for you yet. We're just keeping you temporarily until we can charge you to court. That's a holding cell. If you're lucky, or you're a woman, they keep you behind the counter, knowing that you're not a flight risk. But for anybody who's, any guy who's been arrested and has been put in a holding cell, you can understand what a prison looks like. It's 10 times that. So I hope that you don't underestimate what 20 years really is. If those boys are 20 now, they'll be 40. If they're 30, they'll be 50. Like, it's a long time. But the bigger question for those of you who still do Yahoo, and I don't expect you to respond, is all of this still worth the risk? When Yahoo exploded on the scene and everybody started doing it, it was because nobody cared. EFCC was chasing, you know, other things. There was no direct attention to Yahoo the way that it is. The court system also was not fast-tracking these cases, so people always banked on the fact that if you had a Yahoo case, you would either be able to bribe your way out of it with the EFCC, or the court process would take so long and you just keep throwing things in there until you get out of it. That doesn't look like what's going on anymore. It looks like the government is taking this very seriously. It looks like they're not having inter-country treaties with other governments like South Africa and Ghana. I think it looks, even Dubai, it's beginning to look like they are doing, even the US, it's beginning to look like the court system is dedicated to Yahoo. It's almost like there are judges that have been appointed to review these cases very quickly and move it to judgment quickly. Now, the question is, you can appeal, that's fine, but as anyone would tell you, appeals take time. And there is no guarantee that an appeal court, if the process was followed at the lower court, is just because you appealed, it's just going to set it aside. That's not how it works. You need a ground for appeal, and that ground must be substantive, right? So my point is it still worth it? And I think you need to sit down and ask yourselves. The third point is, every Yahoo boy that has ever admitted to me that they've done Yahoo in the past always tells me, first of all, they've always been broke. Always broke. Then they rely on past glory. So they will say, this time last year I had a lot of money. Oh, this time last year I was living in Nikoyi, Body Lawn. This time last year I was in Banana Island. Okay. But here you are now in Mushin with me. What was the point then? They say, don't worry, I'll soon get back on track. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So all that money that you had, what did you do with it? I had a car then, I crashed it. At night, I was coming back from the club and it occurred to me that many people, there is something about life that's in stages. If you skip the stages, you usually get in trouble. Let me explain. If you do step by step, you learn how to drive, you become a man, you leave your dad's house, you take responsibility for yourself, you move to your own place, you start paying bills. Slowly and surely, when money comes, you're already prepared mentally. You're not driving at high speed. You don't think that, you know, everything is a race. You're not going to club every night. I don't think anybody who's walked the normal path to wealth does that, right? I may be wrong. So So I think that also, that probably plays a role in the fact that there's a pattern of behavior. They get this young boy, is 22, they've not even left home yet. They hit this big money, they go and buy a Venza. I don't know why a Venza or a Benz is their preferred car. They go buy a Venza, and then they start clubbing. It's almost automatic. You buy a Venza, you move to an estate that on a good day you can't afford. You can't even go close to it. It's almost like you're giving yourself, it's almost like, see the doors, money's opening for me. You know, I'm now part of the rich gang. You know what I mean? But you forget that if you don't latch on to another money, or you defraud somebody else in that banana island, you're not going to stay there for long. After a year, you've blown 5 million naira, you've blown 7 million naira as rent, and you're out again and back to the trenches. I don't think it makes sense. But then again, to cap it all up, imagine after you've done all that, you're now broke, and then ESCC finally opens your file, and you then get 20 years for money that you have blown, for cars you have crashed. Make it make sense to me. And I know many people hate it when I talk about Yahoo boys and everybody's like, oh, why are you particular about them? It doesn't make sense, guys. It just doesn't make... Now the risk is so high. Back then, I would even be like, oh, yeah, well, nobody's looking for them, so they can do what they like. I wouldn't do it, but I hold nothing against those who do it. But come on now, 20 years? Come on. Anyway, that's all I have to say. If you're hearing a bit of an accent, it's because I'm out of town right now. In London. So, you know those people who travel out and then immediately start having an accent. I'll be using a lot of in it and you know what I mean? So, yeah, bear with me. All right, y'all. Have a good one. Cheers. Hey, y'all. Today is Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2024. Welcome to the podcast. This is Roxy, R-O-Q-Z-E-E. How is it going? What's been happening? This is the podcast. A lot of you have missed me. I know. I see all your messages online and on Twitter. I've been good. Just doing the usual hustle, as you call it. It's been quite a ride. The other day I just sat on my own and I thought, it's actually been a year and a half in March. So I left, as many of you know, I left Nigeria September 8th. Of 2022, and in 2 days we're going to be hitting 8th of March, which is exactly 1 year and 6 months since I left. Where has all that time gone? So one of the things that then of course comes to mind when you think about it is that many of you who followed my journey from when I left home will also think that I just left yesterday, right? Because I talk about it every day. I'm on Twitter every day with you guys. I'm telling you what's going on. I'm doing the podcast and stuff like that. But you fail to realize that time is actually moving. Does it make sense? And even if I never got off my bed and I never tried to change my life and I never tried to go and find what else is out there, do you know what I mean? If I just sat on my bed in the middle of nowhere in Lagos, for instance, this same amount of time would still have gone, right? So irrelevant whether you get up from your bed or not, irrelevant whether you change your life or not, the point is that time will continue to go. And this is a stark reminder. So every time I look back and I'm like, what's today's date? I'm like, oh my God, it's already March 2024. Can you believe it? And I left 2022. But it still seems like yesterday, right? So where's all that time gone? But now as you're listening to me, any of you who followed my journey from the day I left, today you are 1 year and 6 months older than you were when I moved, took my bags and I left. The day you watched my video to the airport, today is 1 year, 6 months. How old does that make you feel? In retrospect, how have you moved? Does it make sense? What have you done? How are things going? Can you do another 1.5 years the way things are? Or do you have to do something drastic to change things? And I hate to say that because people always feel like they're doing their best and it's almost like you're telling them they're not. That's not the point. The point is, whether or not you do anything about your situation, time will still go. If that doesn't scare you, it scares me. And that's why I'm always trying to remind people that that's my driving force and my motivation to say, you know what, I'm getting older. Whether I like it or not, whether I'm happy or not, whether I make moves or not, I'm getting older. But then one of the things that hit me more recently, last week, was that how I was talking to a client of mine, right? We're talking about wills. And we're talking about the residual estate, right? Which means, what do you have? What's your net worth? What encompasses your life, right? So when you're talking about wills, you're talking to yourself and saying, what do I have altogether that I'm trying to leave for other people? Which goes to the net worth question, right? A lot of us don't realize how many things that we have that are of value, right? So if I ask any of you right now, I give you a piece of paper and I say, what is your net worth? What are you worth today, money-wise? You know, like, I'm sorry, not money-wise, value-wise. You know what I mean? What convert it to money. Convert your entire life to money right now. Many of you who are working 9-to-5 jobs will probably think of your salaries. Those of you who are doing businesses will think of how much you've been the last 3 months, right? What is funny is that if you actually sit and do an inventory of your life, you have so many stupid things that you have ignored, you have amassed, you have hoarded over the years that are actually worth shit, but you don't realize they're worth shit. Do you know what I mean? Case in point, when I finished speaking to the guy and I said, let's list out the things that you you seem to have and you might think of giving away, or you want to put in as part of your will, thinking about your will. And he said, oh yeah, I've got a house here and I've got a car there and I've got a. And then I said, what about the furniture? He's like, oh, is the furniture worth anything? I'm like, the chairs and stuff, did you get it for free? He's like, no, how much did you buy? 1.5 million naira at the time. Is this still in good condition? Yes. If you sell it today, how much are you making from it? He's like, maybe like 750,000 wear and tear included. I'm like, okay, 750,000. How about the televisions? How many do you have? He's like, I have a TV in every room. What kind of TV? Oh, I had an OLED, QLED TV, LG QLED TVs. At the time, I bought them each 650. And it's a 5-room apartment. Today, with the inflation, with the Naira, if you want to sell a QLED TV, even a used one, do you know what I mean? You're still going to get 650 or more. You know what I mean? These 65-inch QLED TVs. Incredible. This is like, he bought them like less than 3 years ago, maybe 2021. And I said, so if you add all, let's even say 500,000 times 5 TVs around the house. That's another 2.5 million. What about your iPad? He's like, oh my God, does that have value? I've had it for like 2 years. I'm like, yes, it has value. I go online and I check. By the time I added his iPad, added his 2 phones, added his laptop, added his monitor, added the microwave, the fridge, the furniture, we were already looking easily at 7.5 million heading to 10 million naira. None of this he factored in when I first asked him the question around net worth. He only thought about his car and his house and maybe his savings in the bank. And this is exactly what my point is. A lot of us don't actually realize how much our net worth is, right? We are so consumed with how much we have eaten today, how much we have made in the moment, that we forget that life is a journey and we have come a long way in that journey. And whether we're happy with where we are or not, we have to once in a while take stock of our lives, take full stock of it and say, every little thing that I've ever bought, whether I still have them or not, it all adds up to who I really am and what I have achieved. Every phone, every iPad, every achievement, every single dime I've spent, whether on myself or on others, I earned it. I earned it. So when you walk around feeling like you're miserable and you're not worth anything because you don't have money in your pocket or money in the account, that's not how God sees you. That's not how you should see yourself. You are an embodiment of your entire journey from when you were born, from every amount you spent or earned. That is your net worth. Now, knowing that, look at yourself again now and ask yourself, am I really valueless? Am I useless? Am I as broke as I think I am? If they shake me down today and sell every single thing I own and leave just the clothes on my back, am I really as broke as I think I am? Which then begs the second question. Are you then sitting on a gold mine? Many of you have 2-3 houses, well, fully furnished with 20 TVs, 50 ACs. You don't live in any of them. You refuse to sell any of them. You have cars sitting in driveways. You don't drive them. You have 3 cars. You bought them because it was fancy. You know what I mean? You don't need them. The kids have grown up. They've moved out. You've taken care of them. But you still have 4 cars in the driveway because you want to. Half of the things you're sitting on can generate wealth. They can generate wealth. You can sell them off. I'm in an environment right now where people are selling off everything. They sell off everything they don't need. You know, they trade in. I've always traded in, even when I was in Nigeria, right? So I don't amass things that I don't need, like my phones. I never have more than one phone at a time because I will trade in. I trade one in, take the balance, and buy the new phone, right? Reduces the amount of money I have to spend on a new phone, first of all. But also doesn't let me hoard stuff. Doesn't let me keep stuff I don't really use. And also, if I don't use an item for 6 months or more, I start thinking of how to sell it. And instead use the money, you know what I mean, and apply it to something else, apply it to life. So yes, first of all, what is your value? You're worth more than you think you are. Third of all, sell off stuff. Stop hoarding them. You're not going to need them. There's no rainy day coming where you're going to go and take the iPad you bought in 2021 and you've been keeping. It's not going to happen. And the problem with tech, for instance, for me, I love tech, right? The problem with that is, by the time you're ready to use them, they're dead. The battery is useless. The thing doesn't come on anymore. The blender you bought and kept for your daughter's wedding 21 years from now will not work by then. All these weird stuff that you keep, souvenirs and stuff, hoping that you'll use them for some big event, it's not going to happen. Pressure pots and cookers and things that you're thinking, oh, the day I want to make beans and stew 50 years from now when I have a huge gathering of 50 people, you're not having a gathering of, you know what I mean? Like, and by then, you'd be rich enough to get caterers. You're just hoarding stuff that have value. Let them go. Disconnect yourself from them. Become less emotional about them. Let them have value to your life today. You don't know tomorrow. Nobody knows tomorrow. But don't be a hoarder. Don't sit on things that have value. Let them go. And of course, value yourself a little more than you already do. Anyway, so that's my thing. Just thought I should drop it because somebody asked me today what's happening to the podcast and that they haven't heard from me in a while. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I still recorded a podcast 2 days ago. But anyway, so that's that for that. Talk to you guys soon. As you always, take the conversation on Twitter, ROQZDE. See you later on. Cheers. Bye.